It really is going to get so supernatural in the world that we're living in. It's going to become so demonstrative. Things that we've heard about, things that we've listened, read in the scriptures about, what we've seen today, what we've seen in the world around us, what we've experienced, well, it's but a scratch concerning the spiritual realities that are coming our way. This is Russ Dizdar, Shatter the Darkness. Listen, tonight, live between 6 p.m., 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, June the 30th. Listen, last day of the month, 2010 here, and we're glad to be with you live tonight. We're glad to have the archives up. I noticed last night that for the month of June, over 5,000 have downloaded in the archives, and we've noticed our biggest month ever as far as the overall downloads, MP3s and messages, even the Russians and the Chinese, 100,000 downloads just from the Shatter site. The other sites put together is another 20 or 30,000. So we're glad to be out here, glad to be a part of sharing. I hope that as you listen tonight, as we get into the fifth trumpet and the incredible, dramatic, prophetic, announcements. Whoa, whoa, whoa. This is incredible, and this is done concerning the next three of the trumpets, all of which involve declarations, announcements of the judgments that will fall on globalism, Luciferians, the Antichrist beast system, and God will really put them in their place. And it is a pre-warning to those, again, by the providence of God, maybe there may be a few that will listen, that will get it ahead of time. Remember Noah as he preached and preached and preached and preached, and the people mocked and mocked and mocked all the way up to the day God shut the door on the ark. As it was in the days of Noah, well, so shall it be. The words of Jesus, they ring true explicitly, infallibly, and irrevocably. And listen, they are beyond the remote viewers, and I'm going to mention Ed Dames tonight, too. I listened to Ed Dames last night, and I'm dismayed. I really am. And I appreciate Greg sending in a note concerning listening to Ed Dames last night on a radio program and all that he had to say about remote viewing. I listened. I got up. I did some research while he was on. And, I'm dismayed because, once again, I have jumped into the remote viewing issue for years and years and years, and have engaged remote viewers and have done deliverance work and have, before I came to Christ, was involved in a very similar, what they might think is psychic or what was called Golden Buddha. And it would have involved the same concepts. Only, that I see in Courtney Brown, McMoneagle, Monroe, all across the board. But Ed Dames revealed where he was last night when it comes to God, Christ, the Bible, the future, abilities, and no question, the reason they call him Dr. Doom. He also, along with many streams today, chaos is coming, so much so that he knows that he's needed to move his family, get out of the way, buy his gold, and be prepared. Preparation for the end of your life or the end of the world, it's not going to be just in physical. Listen, we all will die sooner or later. As the prophet Amos would say, prepare to meet your God. And do you know God? And this is the dismay that I have. Now, let me say this. In looking at the Russian spy ring, whoever they are, all kinds of stories coming out, and actually the girl that's out, the Ann Chapman girl, looks just like the Psy Warrior that I dealt with in the 90s. Would have been a counterpart to the Russian Psy War projects. They spent millions and millions of dollars on mind control, development of telekinesis, the weaponization of psi powers. They were said to have used those psi weapons on Jimmy Carter when he came to Russia to visit. They have plunged in, and I'm glad. Listen, let me say right now, we've noticed that the Russians are downloading in Moscow, in another couple of cities, and we want to say welcome to the Russians. Please understand, no matter what we talk about on a political level, on a level of remote viewing and the Cywar issues, that the bottom line is the compelling grace of the Spirit of God to reach out and to get to you and to let you know that there is something bigger, broader, wider than psi wars and psi powers and non-human enhancements. That God is knowable, Christ is all, that the prophets, the apostles, the angels of God says that he is. That he summons you, that he's looking for all of us. And wanting to bring us home. Now, that's the important thing. But because of the spiritual battle that's going on, because there is a an aggressive, unprecedented... Now, listen, Ed Dames, please listen. Remote viewers, please listen. Psy warriors and psychics and others that are listening. Those that monitor the show. Those that have even told me that they have remote viewed my home. And maybe have even tried to remote influence or... bring what some have called blitzkrieg, a lightning warfare that flows out of the learning how to weaponize these processes. Well, the Russians are now said to be psi warriors. There's reports coming out, and I think that they should look. But I would say this. The Russians learned how to, back in the late 50s, just like the Americans, how to split human personality, create sub-personalities that can become spies or assassins or to sow disinformation. And I have engaged in years of interactions with a Fort Bragg Psy Warrior multiple monarch that could speak fluent Russian, pulled out Russian newspapers from the past and money and other things, and was a part of the spy project. But it was much deeper and darker as that's another story for another day. My interest today is in dealing with the Russians that have been found, and there's others also, that the concepts of non-human enhancement. Here's the reason that I'm dismayed. I stood in Roswell, New Mexico years ago, purposely left the conference, went down to the major hall to listen to Edgar Mitchell, the astronaut, as he stood there. Now, in my hand, I had an old Shatter the Darkness newsletter. You can Google it. It was on the Power Hour with Joyce Riley years ago. They put it up. It's still out there. If you Google Shatter the Darkness newsletter / remote viewer, what it was the story of the remote viewer that we engaged, the energy and the presence that they felt eventually was identified as a spirit named Argon. And as we engaged the non-human enhancement, enabled them to get out, to go, to do. And it was an amazing engagement. And this individual did not know that the energy and that the data, the revelation, the ability ultimately backed up into an actual entity. So whether you look at SciTech, read any of the remote viewers, I've probably got 20 of the books, ordered about 4 more last night, articles, journals, PDF files, engagement, and I know what it is before I came to Christ to be in, to be engaged in what they would call the collective unconscious, the Akashic Records, the Great Universal, as a Master Ong taught me back in the late 60s and early 70s. How to receive the data, how to receive the revelation into your unconscious, mind, and then to be able to get it out. And so really, even with Edgar Mitchell, when he stood there in Roswell to tell everybody that remote viewing is not demonic, it's a natural human thing. And everyone I've talked to said it's a natural human thing. Everybody can do it. Well, everybody, every human being has the capacity, the human capacity to perceive, to discern. We have the spiritual capacity for believers. You can read Ephesians chapter 1. Anyone can read Ephesians chapter 1. It talks about the eyes of your heart being enlightened. Now, do the study on that, and you're going to find out that there's this inner created, God-given capacity to be able to perceive spiritually, to discern, to understand, to go beyond just the physical senses. It's in us, created, but it's there so that we can know God's presence, receive God's presence. That's why I'm telling you that Christ, who died on the cross, rose from the dead for all humanity. And that everyone will be summoned and is being summoned by God to come and can experience the living Christ coming in, the Spirit of God coming in, and actually definitely know God in a personal, eternal way. And that is what is ultimately needed. But that same capacity can be preyed upon. You know, Satan preys upon so many other. Satan can use music, the media, money for his purposes. Satan can do all kinds of things. He can also use a human being. He can also get to the spiritual capacities, our ability to receive, to perceive, to know things, to be able eventually, literally, God speaking to us to know God. Well, please understand that same capacity can be opened up by the other side. It can all be by just a sense, a involuntary sense of presence and a curiosity. And again, if you do it the way that this is the exact same way I was trained. Going passive, practicing, emptying my mind, waiting for the connection. The Akashic Records has been identified as the source. They can call it the collective unconscious. Well, that's a reference to the Akashic Records. They can call it the ether out there. They can call it the great universal, the astral plane. But as you read the SciTech site, and I've gone through many sites, and I've learned that everybody says in the beginning it's purely a human thing. It's only a human mind thing. Even Ed Dames acknowledged that he argued with Malachi Martin, who was the Jesuit exorcist out of the Vatican, that he argued with him about what the presence behind the ability to do remote viewing is. And Ed made it very clear, and he was dogmatic, as are other remote viewers, that it's a human thing. Well, it's a human capacity tapped in to by non-human enhancement. The question, Ed, the question for the remote viewer is, what is the source of that non-human enhancement by which you get connected or by which data comes flowing down into your unconscious mind? And if you think that the revelation, because remote viewing has been sanitized in a military and specific, try to be scientific sense, in comparison to psychic abilities. Because many of the psychics will say that it's just simply remote viewing is astral projection. It is just it's part of, even Ingo Swann, there was all these arguments in the past. However you look at it, the bottom line for the remote viewer is the same as it was for me. In a Buddhist, Taoist type temple that I was in, a mixture, we were taught to become passive, to let the data or revelation or influence begin to come in, and that it would come into us and then eventually come to our conscious mind. And literally that we could go places in our mind, that we could connect, that we could know, that we could learn. And eventually that we could, as many remote viewers have found out, now they are engaging entities, things they call angels, things they call aliens and places they're going and everything else. Here's what we found out. Number one, there is human capacity to receive. Where you receive the non-human enhancement is very, very important. It's either from God or it's from the dark side, and it can be very lethal. Now, the dark side will promote a masqueraded sense or energy before they will ever reveal that the presence behind the energy, the presence behind the downloading of data, is actual entities, fallen. You can call it the Akashic Records. The biblical revelation is Ephesians 2. The prince of the power, the domain of the Eros, the Greek word Eros, the immediate dense atmosphere around the earth, there is a spiritual field, a grid, a global mind, a living consciousness. Yes. The Spirit of God identifies this which encircles the earth in the immediate dense atmosphere as a spiritual domain of the, well, of the demons, of the dark side, of the spirits, of the fallen cherub, and that it is a place that is packed, that it is a counterfeit to the omniscience of God, that it's where the fallen cherub operates out of. That's right. So that if you yield your human capacities that are meant for God spiritually, passively to their side, and allow, without criticism, without judgment, without critical thinking, to let them begin to drop in data. Well, let me tell you what, I've studied the data, I've studied the revelation, I've studied what they've done in going to the past, remote viewing Jesus, remote viewing the Bible, remote viewing all kinds of things. They are getting the same exact data, information that Alice Bailey, Helena Blavatsky, Edgar Cayce, and others have gotten. It all comes from the source that is in massive revolt against God, that is building the most masqueraded, deceiving project in all of human history. This is why in reading all of the remote viewers, videos, DVDs, listening to MP3s, once being a part of this type of thing, being invited by a Monarch Fort Bragg remote viewer to engage individuals from SRI, the old SRI. Let me tell you right now that I have not met one that can experientially say that they know God, they love God, that God is real, Jesus is their Savior and Lord. Not one can talk about a personal experience with the Holy Spirit. Not one. Not even one. And here's the premise. Here is the spiritual law of engagement. The more you give in to the deceiving, masqueraded, light-like, you can call it a science, you can call it quantum physics, you can call it whatever you want to, but if it ultimately is emanating from those fallen spirits, giving, and they're willing to give enhancements to humanity, even, well, counterfeit miracle signs and wonders, counterfeit healings. Who wouldn't want a healing? But what if it came ultimately from a demonic source that eventually hooks you and won't last? Well, except for the demonic attachment. So the data coming in is contrary to the angels of God, contrary to the Old Testament prophets, contrary to the New Testament apostles, contrary to the sum total of Scripture, contrary to the Spirit of God, and contrary to the living Lord Jesus Christ himself. I was once there in the same kind of argument back in the late 60s and early 70s. It's a human thing. It's engagement with abilities given to us. It's just all natural. Well, it's natural to a point, but if outside data, revelation, presence enables a remote viewer, a psychic, to do things beyond them. And by the way, if you deal with the predictive things of Ed Dames or any of them, you'll notice that the predictive things are clearly in nowhere, even at 50% accuracy, they cannot give demonstrative proof of 50, 70% accuracy. Sometimes some say it goes down to even 20% accuracy, which is an indicator immediately that none of this is enhanced by the Spirit of God, of the living Christ. There is something so much greater, so much broader, so much better. The other side of the fence, God's presence, God's power, God's ability, charismatic giftings, the workings that God would put into us as we know. See, my experience is this. I know Jesus. He's in my life. I know him as God, Savior, Lord, and soon coming visibly to the world again. The confession of all that he's done at the cross is there. Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Jesus Christ, Emmanuel. He is literally, from Isaiah 6, Yahweh Adonai in human flesh. Now, I know the presence of the Holy Spirit. I know the presence of the work of the Spirit of God. I can share experientially the Holy Spirit's leading and guiding and God speaking to me and the power of the Spirit of God and, you know, so many things. The Spirit of God, God the Holy Spirit, operative with his power and energy and life in the believer. And so we read in 1 John 4, greater megdala is God the Holy Spirit in you as a believer than anything else in the world, any other supernatural source, and specifically the demonic or satanic. So it's very important that as we look at the Russian psi spies and spies, that we need to know, as I've been saying again and again and again, when it comes to the secret power of lawlessness, primarily 95% of all that dark supernatural power, ability, agenda, movement is hidden. The source is hidden. It's rising. When the great chaos does occur, it'll be massively demonstrative. That's why there's going to be a great attack on the believers. That's why right after this will be, and without this, we wouldn't see the apocalypse of Anthroposynamos, the man of lawlessness. So, my dear friends, it's very important that we do not get hooked by the masqueraded dark powers granting undiscernible. I'm saying this for those who do not have the Spirit of God, do not have the living Christ to guard them. Because the masqueraded presence of the dark side, though it be lethal, cannot be clearly detected purely by human, fallen human abilities. So if Ed Dames believes there's a Satan, please understand Satan wants to keep the word of God from Ed Dames, as it says in Luke, so that he and others can't believe and be saved. Salvation and the power of the living Christ coming into your life, there is no greater experience. We're talking about God coming in. We're not saying that Christians are right and non-Christians are wrong. We're saying that God is right and that all of us have been wrong. But there is a competing battle for the soul of humanity. There is a progressive spiritual power, evolutionary spiritual presence that seeks the political realm, the mass, critical mass consciousness of the world, the military weaponization, the move towards transgenics, transmutation, psi warriors, in the sense of these undetectable but yet beyond human enhancements. Ed Dames knows that it's non-human data, non-human connection, revelation, out of the collective unconscious, as the occult-oriented psychiatrist, psychoanalyst called it, Jung, you know, he called it the collective unconscious. Even on SciTech's website, they call it that and mention the Akashic Records. Folks, the Akashic Records is the domain, Eros, of the fallen cherub, of where the whole grid map is bulging around the earth to be unleashed, and is operating. Look at and I would say this to remote viewers, that by the Spirit of God's providence, you're listening. That in all the remote viewers that I've read, and, you know, listen, you're intelligent men and women. So what would stop you from engaging a discussion? I'm saying for the safety, salvation of your life, because it torques me that the dark side that has the power to act like light, seeming light, can bring deception to those who do not have the aid of the Spirit of the living Christ in them. It is because I unashamedly say that I love you, humanity, people, and God loves you specifically. And the deception and seduction and the impostering work, if I can call it that, the Greek word is planos. Take a read, 1 Timothy 4:1, predicted 2,000 years ago. Listen, for all the remote viewers and psychics and so forth that do listen, even though you get angry at sometimes with me, even to the Satanists and the Luciferians that write me, listen. The important thing for you to know right now is that on this side of the fence, I am truly here to fight for you. Prayers have already gone up for all that's going to be listening, and we've noticed that listenership is increasing massively in these last number of weeks. Tonight, we'll still have a half hour's discussion on the opening of the abyss. As remote viewers and others have said that they have remote viewed Mars and the other side of the planet, the other side of the moon, and aliens and engaged entities and presence, you know, out there, non-human intelligences. I'm going to say again, they are and have been around for millennia. They are beyond human capacity. And you and I as human beings, as fallen human beings in which death is in us and separation because of our sin is here. Let me tell you something. Without the Spirit of God in our life and the active work of the living Christ, it is predicted that the deception that is been building in the last, you know, 60, 70 years in increasing levels, doubling, tripling, quadrupling, coming to the point of massive demonstrative experiences, enablements, events, and is going to come about in the most demonstrative way in all of human history. From the time of the great chaos into the great tribulation days, eventually this fifth trumpet that announces a judgment. It involves an interaction with one of the most scariest, horrific places, the abyss. Abusos is the Greek word. A bottomless pit. Well, biblically defined, it is a place of containment. Now, I don't know if remote viewers have tried to locate it, find out what's on the inside. But if you go to the Gospel of Luke, you're going to find that demons themselves, you're going to find that entities that are millennia old, powerful entities, when Christ engaged them, they begged him, emotionally begged him and trembled. They did not want to be sent to the abyss. They'd be rather sent into pigs, into animals, than to be sent into the abusos. Again, we've gone for a half hour only because the Spirit of God has engaged this subject. I was planning on talking about the Russian spy issues and take a look at it. And I wish that I could engage these individuals. I'm assuming that some, if not most of them, are multiple sub-personalities. Just like G.H. Estabrook's world-renowned psychologist back in the 40s and 50s, hired by military intelligence, spouting off in his book, Hypnotism, that military had learned how to create the subpersonalities. That's where the Manchurian Candidate, see, it goes all the way back to 1947. That's when he wrote the book. They're already doing this in the mid-40s and perfecting it and getting more non-human enhancement along the way, by the way. Well, according to G.H. Estabrooks, hired by military intelligence to develop warriors, soldiers that would be super soldiers, have sub-personalities, Manchurian Candidate types, that a sixth column, hundreds of thousands of them should be developed, placed in all branches of U.S. military, and be like sleepers. You can go back to the book Hypnotism by G.H. Estabrooks and read about the military weaponization of this process that eventually includes Psywar powers, abilities, and eventually the remote viewing issues. Heads up, that's what I'm saying. Simply, heads up. I can only beg those who are remote viewers. And I'd love to talk with you personally. I've talked to one of the book authors, one that is well known worldwide. One, the phone number to get a hold of this man was given to me by a Psy Warrior Monarch Project out of Fort Bragg. When I first contacted him, he was unwilling to talk because he thought maybe I was military intelligence. Finally, when he realized and we talked twice, when he contacted me, I actually sent him a Shatter the Darkness coffee mug. He called me one day. He was drinking out of the coffee mug and telling me about an event that occurred. I'm not going to reveal his name. I've told him from the beginning that I wouldn't do that. But I trust the providence of God, and it's possible that even he may hear this. That as I told him back then, for 2 years, I prayed to get in touch with him. By God's providence, a phone number and access to him was given. And I've never stopped praying for him. To all the remote viewers, by name of all the book authors I have, those that I've seen, I have been praying for you because of the compelling love of God, urgency of God, concern. I'll leave it there. This is Russ Dizdar, ShatterTheDarkness.net on the web. Let me take 30 seconds for a little commercial here, please. We will have a professional little commercial coming in here in July. We've been given this live radio time by Steve Quayle about a year ago, and we've tried to use it faithfully, but the funds that he had to give this to us free had run out. He contacted me a month ago to let me know that June was the last month. So the last 2 weeks, I've been mentioning within about a minute's time that we don't have commercial products. We don't have commercial business backing. We simply are saying that if you believe in what we're doing, if you go to shatterthedarkness.net and see all that is done, if you trust that 1,600,000 downloads of all these MP3s that we're doing, all these other ones in 70 countries is a good work, all with deep evangelistic effort and prayer effort. If you trust that it's good, you believe it's beneficial, and you want to see it continue, if you want the live program out here, like about 8 other people, you can help sponsor. If you go to shatterthedarkness.net, you're going to simply see right under the archives, a little thing that says, you can help this work. Click on it, read, see what you think. About 8 individuals have helped us with funding. We've already sent the check to Global Star Communications for July, and we have half the money for August. If you want to back the work, take a look at Shatter the Darkness. Simply said, if you want to back the work, be involved if you're able. We invite your prayers and your help. And we appreciate it. I want to say thank you for Greg writing in and many others the other day, too. And we're glad that you did. We're looking at some others that have, written in. And we will seek to answer those things, too. And we appreciate Greg lets us know right now that he's listening right now. And we're glad, Greg, that you are here listening and being a part. And listen, we pray for God's wisdom in all of this. Now, we've got others. Listen, I've got another that's written. It's very, very long. I will respond to Austin later. And appreciate Linda and Karen and others that have written in. My friend from Nowhere to Run, Chris White, has sent me a note. We're going to do a project series that he's going to put up on YouTube later on. And let me tell you something else that's going on. If you go to shatterthedarkness.net, there are courses, Sexual Decadence in the End of Man, Supernatural Apologetics, Confronting the Powers. They're all free now. And the book is offered with 100 hours of MP3s that are course-level materials on the Black Awakening, spiritual warfare, exposure of the rise of Satanism, the Book of Daniel. All of that's there free when you get the book, The Black Awakening. One more thing I want to tell you. Mark down August 27th, 28th. We're going to be out there in Las Vegas, Nevada. And we're going to be a part of a conference that, I am very glad to be again for the fourth time with Lynn Marzulli out there. He's going to be speaking. Connie Huft, who wrote the book, Know Thine Enemy. Great book. Please take a look. I've got a picture of it on my website, clear down on the right-hand side. I met Andrew Hoffman down in the Nashville conference. He actually quoted from my book, The Black Awakening, in his book, The New World Order and the Eugenics Wars. He's going to be speaking. Minister Dante Forsten is also going to be speaking. And he's got a brand new book out that deals with the sons of God. And I'll be speaking. Las Vegas, Nevada. You can click onto the site, get the information, look at the registry, how to do it. And we'd love to see you there as we've seen you in Michigan, St. Louis, Nashville, Mansfield. And also Tom Dunn is going to be working on a Canton, Ohio conference. Enough said. We want to go into the abyss. Listen, I know some of you are looking tonight saying, listen, we wanted to hear all about the fifth trumpet. Well, let me tell you something about the fifth trumpet tonight, okay, my friends? If you read Revelation 8:13, out of all the seven trumpets, they're layered. It's a sequential strike out of the heavens, a judgment on God, of God on Luciferic globalism, the Antichrist system, literally showing them the sovereignty of God, their limitations, pushing them towards repentance. It's obviously clear in the context that the goal was to see people turn back to God. We're going to see what the future says. That's why we urge you not to be layered by New Age spirits, non-human enhancements, by the little bits of the dark side as light right now, only enables them to layer you and darken and convince you all the way. And there is a certain level when you get in so far, it seems like you just can't get out. And so 2,000 years ago, and even right now as we repeat the living words of God, this has not occurred, but it's clearly announced. Maybe somebody should write a book. To the globalists, the seven trumpets of God, warning before these events actually occur. Before the globalists carry out the edict from the Antichrist to slay all believers worldwide, every nation, every tribe, every people group, globally, there will be an attempt to annihilate every human being that believes in the living Christ. Now listen, and I think remote viewers and others and globalists and New Agers should listen. You all talk about a great catastrophic event. The Bible refers to it as the red horse and what's going to occur. And a butchering, a peace from the earth. You're all correct that a great chaos is coming, but it's not what you think. The four horses deal with the unleashing on the earth from the dark side, and all that it's going to create, including by the mid part of the tribulation, the goal to annihilate any human being that will not give in to the Antichrist system, that believes in Christ, the Word of God. You ask yourself why a spiritual system would want to slaughter and kill and martyr human beings, men, women, and children, even as thousands of them have been slain in the Sudan, Darfur. The outrage is seen in heaven under the altar, the crying out of the souls of those who have been martyred. Global martyrdom by global troops. You're going to see that the assumption of total global control by the Antichrist, a new world order, has happened. And if you go into it all unsaved, not knowing the Spirit of God in your life, and given over to the precursors, non-human enhancements, you're primed for deeper, broader. You've laid out the welcome mat, and broader, thicker, non-human enhancement, masqueraded light that is lethally dark, will do everything it can to keep you from God, keep you from Christ, give you data and revelation that misdirects you, misguides you. And just like every remote viewer that I've read, engaged, listened to, not one can say they experientially know God, love God, that it's the awesome joy of their life. I want them to. But I guarantee you, yes, just like I did, you will have to surrender attachment to the non-human enhancements from the dark side and give your life to Christ and the power of the Spirit of God coming into your life. That's the promise of God. You can't have both. You can't hold on to one and get the other. Two sources. I pray, even now, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whether live or later in the archives, that Christ will bust through all darkness, open your heart, open your eyes to reality, the love of God, the joy of God, the power of God, the forgiveness of God, the ability to know God, and eventually see God face to face. What would it profit a man to gain the whole world, even psychic abilities, abilities to talk to the dead, counterfeit abilities, even if you could heal a few sick people for a temporary period of time by demonic enforcement, would you do it? If it meant losing your soul forever, if it meant that you were part of a process that killed Christ the first time and is going to try to do it again? Armageddon, Revelation 19:19. And in these seven trumpets, for all of us to know this, and for believers to realize that no matter how big you see the New World Order, no matter how scary you see the globalists rising economically, environmentally, politically, militarily, in every single way across the board, it is going to happen. God says this is what's going to happen because of the hearts and lives of people. It says very clearly, 2 Thessalonians 2, they delighted in the wickedness. In the Gospel of John, you can read it, chapter 3 also, you can read, this is the verdict, light has come into the world, but men chose and loved darkness rather than the light. It's one or the other. Part of the evidence is, do you know God? Do you know the power of the Spirit of God? Can you talk about a relationship of the joy, presence, power, and life of God? I've been on the other side of the fence. There's real spiritual powers. There's real spiritual enhancements. There's real engagement, real data, real sense of non-human enhancement to the point of sensing elitism. You ever read? Please listen. Have you ever read Genesis 3, in which the fallen cherub, a powerful but fallen supernatural entity, if you but spit in the face of God, reject his word, turn away, and receive the alternative data, you'll move to a place of elitism. You'll have this evolution to deity, homo lumos, homo deity. He's never been able to give it to any fallen human being, ever. As my friend Bob Rosio, who wrote the book, Hitler and the New Age, deception always leads to destruction. If you're deceived now, if you spit on the blood of Christ and the cross, if you feel inside of you you have an attitude against it, where'd it come from? Why? What has Christ done but loved, fed, healed, and went to a cross on your behalf? Tonight, four things about the abyss. Listen to me clearly. Number one, it is there. It is right now out there, has been for thousands of years. Number two, let me stop here a second. Number one, it is there. It is out there. And it is clearly occupied. That's right. When you go to Luke's gospel and read about the engagement Jesus has in casting mass numbers of demons out of an individual, they did not want to go to the abyss. They went into the pigs that ran off the cliff and into the waters and died. Dark presence, when engaged long enough, will show itself to be highly toxic, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, physically, eternally. The abyss, abusos, it is out there. It is occupied. Whether it's under the water, under the ground, clearly it is also dimensionally there. It is the place, listen, it is there somewhere, under the waters, under the reefs, deep down, under the ground. There's a locality, though the abyss seems to be a bottomless pit. Abusos is simply, in biblical revelation, a place of containment of horrific demonic powers, entities that are raging for revenge. It is clearly a place known by the demons. They know it's there. And they don't even want... Even demons coming out of a human being. I've gotten involved with exorcisms for 25 years. To this very week. Demons inside of people that can speak. That can talk through them. Yell at me, cuss at me, mock God, say things. I can tell you that over the years, as I spoke to them in the authority of Jesus Christ's name and told them that they may have to go to the abyss, I have listened as demons screamed, screeched, cussed, struggled, and were terrified and did not want to go. This place, number one, is actually out there right now containing a massive number of demonic entities. Some feel the spirits of the Nephilim. Number two, it will be opened. It will be opened. It is clear in Revelation chapter 9. There's a star fallen from heaven. I'll get to that in a minute, but he's been given, in the aorist passive in the Greek, it has been given to him. Somehow the right, the authority, the idea of a key. To have a key is to have the right, to have the authority. It's been given. And he's going to open the abyss. Please hear me now. If you really knew what's in there, you would not want to open that door. When you read Revelation 9:1, and the fifth angel sounded the trumpet, again, the announcement of God, and here's what it says, I saw a star fall from heaven. In the Greek, perfect tense, meaning past event with a present result. Past event with a present abiding result. And so I saw that a star had fallen from heaven and is here. Now, some have said, well, you know, is this Christ? No, it's not Jesus Christ at all. Stars have a reference in the book of Revelation only to angels, and mainly to, and well, in Revelation 12, clearly to fallen angels. Now, in the revelation of God, we've just found that there are seven angels there in the throne room area that are doing these announcements. So these are the angels of God. This doesn't say that it's an angel of God. It says a star in reference to a, I believe here, because of the context, fall from heaven. This angelic presence had already fallen and is present. He'd fallen from heaven to the earth. You ever read Isaiah chapter 14? Oh, how thou have fallen, O Lucifer. Thou art fallen, O Lucifer. So if this is not Satan direct, it's got to be a very powerful entity, one under him. And let me just give you my opinion. Here's my quick opinion. I sometimes wonder whether the dark side seeks to open the abyss to bring out even more attack to anybody who's left as a believer in Christ. And I tell you right now, this chapter 9 tells me that the attempted killing of believers during the Great Chaos, the attempted annihilation of believers worldwide, fails. Because now, even in chapter 9, guess who is not going to be harmed by these creatures coming from their dimension, visibly, physically, into our dimension? God sovereignly will not let them touch the earth, the trees, the grass, or anybody who has the seal of God, who has been saved and has the gift of the Holy Spirit, that has been sealed by God, marked by God. This tells us very clearly again that there are going to be individuals there, believers in Christ there, when the abyss, abusos, is opened. Oh my goodness. Let me tell you something, tonight, believers. First of all, since we only have about 8 minutes left, and I know you're going to feel this has been shortened tonight because of everything else I had to say, it is shortened. Good news. On the website, shatterthedarkness.net, immediately look over to your right and you're going to see something. It says this. It's a little icon. It simply looks black, and it says 7 hours free. There's a 7 hour one-by-one-by-one teaching that we've done on the abyss. 7 hours of information on the abyss. It also has the interview that Steve Quayle had done with me as we engage the issue of the abyss. So those are on there also. So it's going to be over, I think, around total 10 hours of information on the abusos, the abyss. Clearly, number one, it is already out there. It was there in the days of Jesus. The demons know that it's there. It's clearly there, no question about it. And listen, it's a place of containment. It's packed with entities that cannot get out. Secondly, it will be opened. There is no question about this. In Revelation 9:2, it says this clearly. When he, referring to this star that had fallen, opened the abusos, the abyss. Listen, you know what it's going to do? When it's opened, it will have a demonstrative global effect in a physical way. Smoke rose from it like the smoke of a gigantic furnace. The sun and the sky were darkened by the smoke. Now listen, a massive volcano can do that. If this was something dimensional, but also then when it's opened, breaks open the earth, spews, well, whether volcanic, I believe it's dimensional. I believe that it's a dimensional, horrific place. That when it's opened by a supernatural ability, that all that's inside there is massively toxic will bring. When that dimensional And listen, here's a question. You can listen to the 7 hours that I've done, because I give an opinion that it might be out there in space, the Obusos. It doesn't have to be under the earth. It can be. Many people believe that it is. But it's clearly dimensional. And when you read these words, listen, verse 3, and out of the smoke, locust, or these things that looked like these creatures, here's what it says very clearly in the Greek, they came down upon the earth. They came down. Down. Now, whether something was broken in the earth, the dimension was opened, and they came up into the space, up into the sky, clearly, they are coming down. Almost like an alien invasion. You know, there are many millions of individuals that are into ufology, into the belief that there are space brothers out there. There are many abductees, many books. I've been to Roswell 3 times now, been interacting with abductees, been listening and reading the books, have heard the great work of Joe Jordan and Guy Malone and his wife, Nicole, and many others, Gary Bates and others down there. Great materials. Michael Heisner, others. It is clear that there's something going on. Lynn Marzulli will talk about this clearly at the conference in August, and if you've heard him or read his books, very clear. Out there, all around us, it doesn't seem to be dimensional. I mean, physical, the sense of time and space here. It seems that they are extra-dimensional, the way that even the so-called crafts, or whatever they are, move. Now, there are many that have been prepared by, quote, alien contact and communication that are telling people that a visitation is coming. My question is, point number one, the abyss is out there and it's totally packed and occupied. Number two, it will be opened clearly and bring massive worldwide effect. Number three, the entities inside the abyss will be released and they will come down upon the earth. Almost like they were space creatures coming out of space. Disclosure. I guarantee you, anyone guided by the spirits of the New Age and of ufologists looking for a disclosure of extraterrestrial, extra-dimensional intelligences, this will seem like that. But it won't be what they expect. Number four, they will strike only those who are lost. All of you who have the Spirit of God, you're covered. Those of you who don't, they'll come to strike you. Take a read, Revelation 9. Go to shatterthedarkness.net, take a look. The Abyss, 7 hours. This is Russ Dizdar, shatterthedarkness.net. God bless you.